Thank you, Rose, for taking the opportunity to speak with me on a couple of topics from the municipality of Groseille.
Yes, you're welcome.
So we have, we know that the municipality has recently adopted a tender for the purchase and installation of a new generator for the municipal complex. Can you let us know a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Like last fall, in November 9, 2019, the regulation regarding alert and mobilization procedures and the minimum means of emergency measures to protect the safety of citizens and property in event of a disaster stipulates that in the event of a prolonged power failure, so if the power, you know, is off for a long period, the Coordination and Accommodation Center, which is the gymnasium here and the municipal infrastructure, must be equipped with a generator. So we didn't really have a choice. Like, we have to follow the procedure of the public security. So we proceeded to the purchase of a generator, like the generator which, with the following breakdown. Like, we had a contribution of $43,875, which came from Caisse Populaire des Jardins des Îles, that gives a financial contribution of $11,875. Windsor Salt Mine gave a financial contribution also of $20,000, and the public security, $12,000. So it left the municipal financial contribution for an amount of $68,634, for a total cost of this project, $112,509, for the purchase and the installation of this generator, which was a necessity for the community here in case of emergency.
That's great. It's you know, it definitely is a necessity, because we never know with the weather and when we will face a power outage. So
Exactly, like we can have power outage and need the gymnasium for some citizen that make, in case of emergency, they can come in. We have the showers, the kitchen, they have everything here that they can use.
That's right. It'll be perfect for the citizens of that live in the municipality. It's such a great investment.
It's good for the whole community here, for the community of Groseille, but it can also provide facility like for an example, like something happened to the salt mine, to the road that they, people that works at the salt mine, they can get across to the west end of the island, so they can come here and use our facilities.
That's right.
Until they can get home.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
It's a perfect idea.
Yes.
And so there's something else that is that's exciting that's happening within the municipality. It is the you guys are in the planning phase of an intergenerational community park with the hopes to modernize and to adapt some new infrastructure for the community.
Yes, this intergenerational community park will be where we have the playground presently, like at Groseille North, where the hockey ring is, and the baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that area that's going to be used for that. So it is good, and I hope that when it's put in place, that the people will use it, because it is intergenerational. Like, it is for small children, children of all ages, and also for elderly. We try to accommodate everything into the same park.
That's right. And it's also, what a perfect place on a beautiful day to take a walk and to meet with your friends in a new community outdoor meeting space.
Yes, exactly. So the objective of this project, like, is to enhance the current recreational site to house a wider range of activities and to reach multiple generations, like I explained a while ago, through adapted infrastructures. So it's going to be infrastructures put in place for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And it also provides an outdoors meeting space, like, for the community, that they can gather there for birthday parties or some event that they want in their family. They can gather there to do that on mm-hmm. fine days. And it encourage also healthy and active lifestyle within the community, because it's supposed to be also a walk path all through the all through the park.
Wow.
So it would be good for people to use outside activities, to go outside and do activities in the fresh air.
Definitely. What a perfect spot to be able to go for a walk and some fresh air. So
yes,
if
exactly.
Now you're in the planning phase and getting things together. Is there an anticipated date of when the recreational site will be complete?
We don't have no date because we're just at the phase of trying to find the funding for
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
So we go at different level, different organization, and wherever we can get financial help
mm-hmm.
to reduce the cost of the taxpayers as much as possible.
Right, that's wonderful.
Yes.
So if in the meantime, I would imagine that you're asking for some citizens to input their comments, if they have any suggestions.
Yes, we sent out flyers like to explain the project, and
mm-hmm.
we would really appreciate to get some comments from the citizen to see if it meets their needs, if they need something else into the park, or what their ideas are. It would be important to get the input for the park.
Definitely.
To make sure that we get every need that we have within the community.
Mm. Well, I wish the municipality of Gros Sail very good luck on this project. I think it's fantastic, and I thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you again.
We'll talk again soon.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.